start with Daf Samaches on the base. Let's do a little Gadita, you know, to get into things. A shtickle, just two lines of a Gadita, even though really it's yesterday's Daf. Let's start with Biyav Yosef, Biyom de Atzarta. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines before it gets white. Okay, 6 lines before it gets white. Rabbi Yosef, Biyom de Atzarta. Omar, he would say, Avdili igla tilsa. Make for me on Shavuos. He told the chef, make for me igla tilsa. Now, what does that mean? Either means a calf that's a third to its mother, third born, because the third born of its season is the most tasty, it's the healthiest, it's the most tasty, or it means prepare it one third of its preparation, or. Or it can mean also to, not one third of its preparation. It means a third of its maturity. That it has a life expectancy, let's say, of 30 years. Making up numbers. So shecht it for me when it's 10 years old, because when it's 10 years old, that's when it tastes the best. So I give you 3 interpretations. Rashi says tilsa means shlishi labeten. The third born is the most gesund. It's the most. It could be that it's a matter of health. So shaila, is this a health issue? Or is this a taste issue? Usually, in this world, health issue, health, food that tastes good, is not the same thing that's good for you. If it's good for you, it doesn't taste good. The better it tastes, the more poison it is. So either means, so Eglatilsa, Amalisa, Amar, why? Amar, and then why did he demand to have such a delicious menu in honor of Shavuos? Amar, he said, Ilav Hayema Dikogarim. If not for this day, Yosef Iga B'shuka, there will be many Yosefs B'shuk. In other words, the only reason why I'm a special person is because Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Hashem gave it, look at how Rashi teaches. Very, all these words are very precise. Rashi over here says, Ilaf Hayayma Shalamadati Torah Vinisroi Amanti. If not for the fact, Samachesimbe is 6 lines before the bottom of Yosef. If not for the still, look at this beautiful Rashi. Ilaf Hayayma Shalamadati. Today's Daf is Samachtes. So we're just going a little Hagdama to Daf Samachtes, Samachesimbe. So Ilaf Hayayma, if not for the not for this day which I learned Torah and I became elevated. There'd be no difference. If I would not have the Torah, I would just be your average Joe. I would be your average Joe. Now that there's a Torah, so through Torah I'm able to become a great person, and therefore that is what makes me special. So therefore he demanded on Shavuos that they should prepare for him, a delicious meal. A delicious meal of Yilav Hayyama had the Kogama Kamisik Mashuk. Rav Sheish is called Tlos Niyam. Another story, Rav Sheish. Every 30 days, Mahadle Talmudei, he would review his learning. He chazed everything that he knew. Could you imagine doing that? Take all of the knowledge you have in your mind and review it every 30 days. Pretty good, huh? Pretty good, every 30 days. V'toli v'koi b'ibud d'dasha, and he stood by the threshold of the Beis Medrash. V'yamar, and he said, Chadoi nafshai, chadoi nafshai. Rejoice. Nayu my neshama, he depersonalized himself. Now, there are certain medications that have a side effect. I know a person that was taking very strong medication, and he was talking about it. It was very interesting. He was talking, and he was very, you know, when he was recovering, before he recovered, when he was taking this very strong medication, it was called depersonalization. It was very spooky to talk to him. He was talking about himself as if he was a different person. It's an amazing concept. Like he's talking that he was talking like that's not he's talking about it. Like the power now if medicine does this, it is not bipolar, this was a side effect of a particular drug. The person was taking a very strong medication, and the person, one of the side effects that the only interesting doctor told us that only a very small percent of the people who take this medication suffer temporarily from this side effect, but this person did. And it was very spooky. I forgot the exact lashonos. but it was like really like spooky. He was talking about himself as if it was a different person. So it struck me, this Gemara, now every choli or every time you're taking medication, and it's really bringing out in you, it's just exaggerating a metzius that really exists. And that means that every person to some degree thinks about themselves as a different person. There is some degree of depersonalization in every person. It's just that the way we live in this world, where everything's about yourself, so it gets covered up. But when you take this medication, it's sort of brought out. And that's amazing what it says here in the Gemara. Imamish see this in the Gemara. He says, Chadoy nafshay, chadoy nafshay. Rejoice my soul, rejoice my soul. L'cho karoy, l'cho tanoy. It's on behalf of you that I have studied Torah, I've read the Torah, and I have studied Mishnayos. So he's talking to his neshama as another person. It's I rejoice. You rejoice. It's on behalf of you. I have put in all this toil and effort to become a Talmud Chacham. So you, my neshama, should have Sibuk HaNefesh. It's amazing. There is something really to it. I'm telling you, you can't like ignore this Gemara. You talk to doctors. Called depersonalization. Vita. Google it. So the Gemara says, is that really so? Is it really so? Then now what's the Gemara's problem with this Gemara? Is that when a person learns Torah, it's all for his personal benefit, his personal gain. So the Gemara is really in Israel. So the Omar Rabbi Allah, Molay Torah, Lenaskan Bushmai Viaretz, if not for Torah, Shnemer Mloy Berisi Yomolai, Lachukoshmai Viaretz, Loy Samti. So the purpose of learning Torah is not, you shouldn't learn Torah for the purpose for yourself, for your personal benefit, Lachot Lachokaroi. It's to, in order the world should continue to exist. You learn Torah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. So over here, how could he go and praise himself?
You learn Torah for your own sake.
Oh, what's that word? What? Oh, okay, that's some more answers. But look at the Gemara, you have to understand this Gemara. There's a very deep Gemara. We, you know, hear this Gemara at Shavuos, the Dashan, and they hear this Gemara. Everyone heard this Gemara at some point in time. You know this Gemara, you heard it multiple times. But you read the Gemara, it's a very difficult Gemara. He's talking to his Neshama. Neshama, rejoice. It's on your behalf, I have learned. For your sake, I have learned Torah. And then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's not why you learn Torah. You learn Torah with an attitude. L'cho tanoi, l'cho karoi. Eini. But the purpose is, Yom Rebbe Loza, il molei Torah. If not for Torah, l'in eskai mushmai v'aretz. Shenemar, im loi b'risi, yom molei l'chuk eshman v'aretz l'esamti. So the purpose of learning Torah is not for yourself, it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at Rashi, if you go Rashi, one of Rashi above. L'cho karoi. L'cho tanoi, b'shvilcho, ulitzorcho, shanisi v'kodisi. Eini v'chi, ein hano, b'talma Torah, elu l'loim dechol levadam. Okay, you're kasha. Is it only for you? It's only l'cho? But the purpose of learning Torah is the ganze welt, isn't it? Im loy b'risi, shloyim v'layla, d'haynum talma Torah, shakosim v'gisa yom v'layla. If not for the b'risi yom v'layla, talma Torah, v'gisa yom v'layla, I didn't create the world. So it's not only Rashi learns what you see, Rashi's coming from your kasha. It's not only for you. It's for the ganze olam. It's for the ganze welt. It's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. So why did he say dafka l'cho l'cho? L'cho l'cho is mashma dafka for the neshama. So the Gemara says mei kariki avinish adai din nafshakad. That's a very shver. It's a very Rashi does silent. Rashi no comment on this line. It's very shver with the Gemara. The Gemara says enochanami. When you learn Torah, there are two parties that benefit. You benefit, and the ganze welt benefits. The whole world benefits. But when you start to learn Torah, it's selfish reasons. That's what it says. I mean, that's how you treat the Gemara literally. That's how you said so. Meikara, when you start out, Meikara, and by the way, there's another gear stuff. The other gear is not Meikara, but Iker. Iker, ki ovit. That the main reason, it's true, there are two reasons why you learn Torah. But the primary reason, according to the other Gerus on the side of the Gemara, or the Gerus of the Gemara, Meikara, that it's, like, I guess, like, Mitoch Shaloy Lishma Bo Lishma. You start out for your own benefit. Yeah. And then when you come to Chaim Adrega, you come to the benefit of the Gemara, you very become altruistic. You want to be Mahana the Ganze Welt, right? These very rich people, they become very successful businessmen. And then what do they want to do? I want to be the mayor. I want to be the mayor of New York City. You have nothing better to do? I'm doing the covenant. I want covenant. But you know how to say that. I'm doing it for society. You're doing it for mitach shaloyla to give back. Ah, mitach shaloyla shabal l'shma. Okay, so that concludes this Gemara. I thought it was we have to learn this. This is a very strong Gemara to go through. Keep this in mind. This is a very important Gemara to learn. This week's 7 years inside. All right. Amar Rav Ashi. Now the Gemara goes back to the sugya of Rabbi Elazar. This is back to the sugya of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that on Shabbos, erev Pesach, shchalias b'Shabbos. What are you allowed to do? You're allowed to do machshirei mitzvah. Not only can you shach the carbon, you can also perforate the intestines and remove the waste. So you lie, now doing that is an issa, doing that is a shvus, or doing that is a, not only that, you also you like to burn the emurim. There are things that you want to go do on Shabbos that are not essential for the carbon itself. However, before you do the shlita, you're not allowed to do machshirei mitzvah. For example, a kohen has a yabelas, a wart. If a kohen has a wart, so he's a balmum. He's not allowed to do the avodah. So what would he normally do if it's during the weekday? He would cut off the wart. It's not a tsaras. A wart is not a negat tsaras. You got to cut it off. So the kohen will cut off the wart and then he can do the avodah. But let's say it's Shabbos. You're not allowed to cut off a wart. Why? It's also midrabanan. It's goyzeis. It's only those v'locha shen tzrichel gufo. I don't care for the wart, but still rabbanan say you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do a shavus in order to make yourself available to do the avoid of shchitas ha-pesach. So the question is, why not? Now let's discuss. Now the main topic of the entire daf is hazah. Let's say a person is tamei meis. What do? You have hazah paradum water day 3 and day 7. Let's say today is day 7 and you're up to your hazah water paraduma. And it's Shabbos. It's Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos. And you realize, wait a minute, today is my day 7. In order for me to become Tahar, I need to do two things. I have to have Hazah today, and then I have to go to Mikvah. Now Mikvah is no big deal. You can go to Mikvah. No one's stopping you. You go to Mikvah. But you need Hazah. So you go to the base and they say, Koyhanim, excuse me, you're banging on the desk. I'm Tomei, today's my day 7. I need you to sprinkle the Hazah, the Paraduma, so that I can go to Mikvah, and tonight I'll be torn, I can eat my current Pesach. They said, I'm sorry, buddy. It's Shabbos. Policy is, on Shabbos, we don't sprinkle Hazah, Paraduma water. So he says, yeah, I know why. We'll see the Gemara why. Because if you sprinkle, it's a gzeira. There's nothing technically wrong. There's no muksa. What's the big deal? If we're going to sprinkle the water, we may come to carry it, dalet amas b'rishu saram. It's like you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. You may carry a shofar, dalet amas b'rishu saram. You may come to carry the Paraduma water, b'Shabbos, dalet amas b'rishu saram. So therefore, we don't do it, so chomim b'dira water. So the guy is, okay, you know, I understand that's on a regular Shabbos when there's no pressing need. But if you don't do it for me now, today, I'm not going to be able to bring my Karan Pesach tonight. It's extenuating circumstances. I need it to be done. They say, sorry, buddy, no exceptions. So the Gemara here is very. The Gemara is going to discuss this issue. Is this true? Is this not true? So here we go. The Gemara over here says, "Amar Ashi, L'may Dikam Rabbi Lozer Nami Yam De Vishus Islay Pircha." Now Rabbi Lozer says, "You do it." Rabbi Eliezer came along and he disagreed. Now this goes back to the previous Gemara, and Rabbi Lozer made a Kal V'Chaimer. He says, "Let's go back to previous stuff." He made a Kal V'Chaimer. The Kal V'Chaimer was Madoch Shabbos. Madoch Yom Tif, which is Kal. Rabbi Eliezer says,
"Say that is Thomas, so let me bring a
Pesach Sheni." Yeah, that's not ideal. That's only a bidiyavet. It's not a lichatchilo to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's a different sugya. That's not a lahider. L'chayra, if you have to go to the sugya and Pesach Sheni, well, I don't know the details, but l'chayra, it's not a maila to bring a Pesach Sheni. The Iker Zman is Pesach Rishon. There is more kiyum of the carbon when you bring in Pesach Rishon and bring in Pesach Sheni. So if you can, you should. So Rabbi Eliezer, now we have two conflicting views of Rabbi Eliezer. Now in the second version of Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to see in the Talmud, so he's giving some back in the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer originally taught that it's mutter. He taught that it's osur. And then Rabbi Eliezer was ill. and he forgot his learning. He forgot that the original paskin that you're not allowed to sprinkle the paradum water when it's Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, even though it's critical for this person to be able to offer his Karban Pesach at night. He was ill and he forgot what he said. And then he saw that the halach is you don't do it. So he spoke to his Talmud Rabbi Akiva, why not? Why not? You should be able to do it. And he made a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? I'm getting a little mixed up. But Rabbi Eliezer at one point said you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it. At one point in time, we'll see the whole back and forth in a few moments. Because he made a kal v'chaymer from Yom Tov. What's kal v'chaymer from Yom Tov? A Yom Tov, are you allowed to be a do malacha for Eichel Nefesh? Absolutely. Oh, but cooking and baking and making a fire is a malacha. The Torah says it's mutter. Okay, are you allowed to do the machshirei mitzvah? Let's say you don't have an oven. I'm allowed to cook, right? That means I can take the food, put it in the oven, and light a match. And that's bishul, lighting a fire and cook. I don't have an oven. Am I allowed to build an oven on Yom Tov?
No,
Machshir Mitzvah is also because the Torah is Matzah Ma'ucha. So now Yom Tov relative to Shabbos is what?
It's only Mimisha Ve'Elach.
Right. But Machshirei the preparation.
Not let it pick the fruit.
Exactly. There. Things that you could have done before Yom Tov, you may not do on Yom Tov. Oh, but it's part of the process. It's the Machshirei. It's the preparation. So what is the answer? The answer is Machshirei Eichel Nefesh. It's not. That's a Gzeres HaKosv. Achashayosel L'chol Nefesh. Hu Levadai. Levadai only the actual mitzvah, the bishul, but not the Machshirei mitzvah. Now, Yom Tov, if a person does malach on Yom Tov, what is he chayev? Is he chayev karis? Of course not. He's only chayev loy sasei, malchus. Shabbos, yimchal Shabbos, what's the halacha? He chayev karis. So, madach Yom Tov, which is kal. Yom Tov is kal, right? What's wrong? Karis, skila. With Adim the skila, with Adim there is skila, with no Adim there is karis. Madoch Yom Tov is kal, it's easy going. There's only malkois relative to karis. The machshirim are not doiche. When you're allowed to do malacha, just do the basics. Don't get carried away now. Don't do anything more than the basics. So al achas kama v'kama. When you're dealing with Yom Tov is kal. Shabbos, which is chamor. Shabbos is chamor. Shabbos is karis and skila. And there are exceptions when you're allowed to do milacha. For example, erev Pesach shechalios b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach chalios b'Shabbos. The Torah says, go right ahead. You have a drasha. We compare it. Now that was the sugya before we compare it to Karban Pesach. You're allowed to offer the Karban Pesach on erev Pesach chalios b'Shabbos, but don't get carried away now. Don't do the machshirei mitzvah. You have no right to do things, preparations. You have no right to cut off warts or to do things which could have been done before Yom Tov, which are not essential to the actual malach itself. So let's see the more inside. I'm going to ask you. Ulamadik Rabbi Lezim Nami Yom Tov Rishus Islay Pircha. There's a Pircha. Even though Yom Tov is Rishus, Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Malacha. Eichel Nefesh. Now the Gemara considers Eichel Nefesh to be a Rishus. Yeah, Lohitah Shavuot She'ima to be a Rishus. I mean, parishion. It's not a mitzvah. Lohitah Shavuot She'ima. Shabbos Shalohitah Bo Ela Malacha Shal Mitzvah. Now let's see Rashi to further, because we're really in the middle of a Gemara. This Gemara is going back, so a little bit confused. Look at Rashi. It's like Pircha. The middle to the Kama Melechas Mitzvah Doiche Kol Shein Shvus the Mitzvah Shaper Mahadulei Rabbi Yeshua Yom Tov Yochiach Mikal V'Chaimer. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer said originally that if the Torah allowed you to do the Malacha de Oiraisa, certainly the Torah allowed you to do the Shavus for the Mitzvah. On Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, the Torah allowed you to do the Malacha de Oiraisa. So the Torah allowed you to do the melacha de oiraisa. Kol shekein, you should be allowed to do the iser de rabbanon in preparation for the mitzvah. What is the iser de rabbanon? Hazah! Hazah zolim de rabbanon. If the Torah allowed you to do a maisa shechita, which is the raisa, certainly it should allow you to do the machshire mitzvah. The milstam of milch mitzvah doicha kol shekein shvus de mitzvah. Shabbat, so what happened in the Gemara? Rashi tells Shabbat mahad le Rabbi Yeshua. No, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous? Let's go look at Yom Tov. Yom Tov yochiach mikal v'chomer. Umas simchas Yom Tov. Simchas means eating shehi reshus. The mitzvah of achasher yosel lechol nevesh levad the yosel lechem, which only reshus. The Torah said you can do it. You can shecht an animal to eat your meat on Yom Tov, and eating meat on Yom Tov is not a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv, it's only a reshus. Loi hetarte by mishum shavus. The Torah did not allow you to do any machshirim. The only thing you can do on Yom Tov is to actually shech the animal. You're not allowed to do anything that could have been done before Shabbat, before Yom Tov. Shabbos, shloi hetarte by ela meleches mitzvah. Shabbos is more chamor. Now, why is Shabbos more chamor? Because there's no such thing as reshus on Shabbos. What are you shechting on Shabbos? Shabbos, you're shechting the Karban Pesach, which is a mitzvah. So the heter on Shabbos is more limited than the heter of Yom Tov. Yom Tov is very broad. Yom Tov, the Torah is letting you be mechalel Yom Tov, even for things that are not primary mitzvahs. For example, eating meat. Eating meat is not a primary mitzvah. If you don't eat meat, don't eat meat. You want to eat meat, eat meat. And yet it's mutter. So we're very broad, right? It's a very, very, very great kula. It's not absolutely necessary for Yom Tov, and yet the Torah allows you to do so. Yet, even though we're so generous, we're so lenient, we did not allow you to do a Shavuos. Shabbos is limited. We're only letting you do on Shabbos things that are essential. Only letting you do Mechal Shabbos for essentials. What's the essential mitzvah? Karban Pesach. Al Achas Kama V'Kama, we're not going to let you do the Machshirim. When we match up, forget the punishments. I told you what the Gemara says in a few moments. I jumped ahead a little bit. But let's go one step at a time. Let's match up Yom Tov to Shabbos. Yom Tov is broad. Shabbos is limited. Why is Yom Tov broad? We're letting you be Mechal Yom Tov for a Dvar Reshus. Even though we're so generous, we're Machmir, there's a Chumrah, we don't let you do a Nisa D'Rabbanan. Shabbos, which is more chamor, why is it more chamor Shabbos? Because we only let you do essentials, mitzvah. Kol shekein, we're going to be machmir. We're not going to allow you to do a reshus of the machshir. So therefore, v'atayda b'mishum malacha, lo yitayda b'mishum shvus. Shabbos lo yitayda b'yelam mishum malacha mitzvah. Kain shos pesach ein adin shlo yitayda ashvus afilu shlo mitzvah. So therefore, that's back to the verse. Amar b'la ash lo matkam rabbi lozan nami yom tiv nami yom tiv. When we want to go say bring a wife from yom tiv. Rishos islay pircha. What's the kasha? Uma yom tiv shehita by melacha shal rishos loy hiter shvus sheima shabesh loy hiter ba ela melacha shal mitzvah anything shloy tate shvus sheima. Rabbi Eliezer. So that's a very good kasha. How then can Rabbi Eliezer bring a raya from yom tiv that it should be mutter? How can Rabbi Eliezer be matter? He says, no, Rabbi Eliezer shvus the mitzvah of the flay. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer holds that do you know why on Yom Tov the Torah only allowed you to do the mitzvah itself, to do the melacha deraisa, and not do the shvus? That's Hagufa, because it's only a reshus. You could take the same exact information and turn the tables and have another svara. Yom Tov, what you're doing on Yom Tov is not for the purpose of a mitzvah. It's only for a dvar reshus. Therefore, we're going to limit what you can do. We're only going to let you do the melacha deraisa. We're not going to let you get carried away and do the isurim derabanan. But on Erev Pesach, shechalios b'Shabbos, and the thing that you're occupying yourself with is a mitzvah. Once the Torah allowed you to do a melacha deraisa for the mitzvah, the Torah will also allow you to do the isur derabanan for the mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer shvus the mitzvah odifle Rashi. Rabbi Lezer amalcha haylav kal v'chay mehu the shvus mitzvah adifa mishvus the reshus hilkach yom tov this simchas soy reshus, since this simcha is only reshus memei legozru al shvus shalah aval Shabbos didachisa melacha shabo mishum mitzvahi, this that we're letting you do melacha the rise mishum mitzvahi legozru chachamim bo al hashvus, they did not make exer on the shvus lutchus hamitzvah, but they let you do the shvus as well. So therefore, this is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is coming along to save himself. Rabbi Eliezer at this point holds that on Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, at this point in the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer holds you can do a shvus derabanan. If today is your seventh day, you can go to the Beis Hamikdash, and on Shabbos they will do hazah on your behalf. If a kohen has a wart, the kohen can cut off his wart on Shabbos, because cutting off a wart, doing hazah, is only nisa midrabanan. And if the Torah allowed you to do a melacha d'oraisa, kol shekein, you could do a melacha d'rabanan. And don't go ask me a kasha from Yom Tov. You tell me, no, you can't do a melacha d'rabanan. Kal v'chaimer from Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov, you're allowed, there we're very lenient. We let you do a melacha d'oraisa for reshus. And even though we're so generous, we're machmer, we don't let you do nisa midrabanan. So kol shekein, when it comes to Shabbos, when we're much more limited, we're only letting you do a mitzvah, so certainly we're not going to let you do a shus. Pumfa keret, hagufa. I'll tell you just the opposite. It's bedarf, because Yom Tov, what you're doing is not a mitzvah, it's only a rishus. Chazal didn't want to throw in the towel and say, do whatever you want to do, because you're only doing a rishus. So it's not, if you don't want to do it, so don't do it. It's not so important. But when it comes to Pesach and in Shabbos, where you're doing a mitzvah, once you're doing a mitzvah, then Rabbi Eliezer will tell you, if you can do the ikur, the deraisa, kol shchein, you can do the isa derabanan. Okay, now we go weiter. And some of this will become more clear as we go through the Gemara. Tanya the Braisa, I'm Rabbi Eliezer, Umali, Imdachu Machshuri Mitzvah, Shaliach HaShchita, as a Shabbos, the Savad Le Mitzvah, Lo Yitchu Machshuri Mitzvah, Shalav Ne Shchita, as a Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, I'll prove to you a reason why, another reason, a second reason why you're allowed to do the Machshirim before the Issa Derabanan, before the Shchita. Because the Mishnah makes it very clear that after you do the Shchita on Shabbos, you're allowed to do the Issa Derabanan and be Memache, to press, to squeeze. Michui, pressing, is a Tolada of Lisha. Oh, not Lisha, of, pressing. I've got all the details of Hilchah Shabbos. But squeezing out, smoothing, you're not allowed to smooth on Shabbos, squeezing out the waste inside the intestines, or squeezing out the slecha in the intestines on Shabbos, is an Issa d'Rabbanan. Issa d'Rabbanan. And the Mishnah makes it very clear that after you do the Shchita, it's Shabbos, you have 6 hours until it gets dark, until you're going to roast the Karam Pesach, you're allowed, the Issa d'Rabbanan of cleaning out the intestines has lifted and you can do it. So here comes Rabbi Eliezer, Matach, the Torah allowed you, the Rabbanan lifted the prohibition of doing Michui after the Shchita, when already it's over. The mitzvah is over. I did the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Shchita HaPesach, Zrikas HaDam. I did it. Now everything is icing on the cake. I want to be able to eat the kishka, right? I want to be able to eat it later on. So it's going to be better, it's going to be tastier, cleaner if you take out all of the waste. It's going to be better. So if they let me do it after I already was in the kind of mitzvah, kol shekein the Rabbanan are going to allow me to be over on this mitzvah in order to get to the point where I can do the Iker Maisa Mitzvah of Shechita. The Iker is the Maisa Shechita. If once I've already passed the critical moment of Shechita, the Rabbanon are generous, okay, you can do other Averis. You can do this over the Rabbanon. And it's already over? Kol Shechita, let me behave in the Mitzvah of the Rabbanon in order to allow me to get to first space. Let me get to. So this is what Rabbi says. Tell you, Allah Zamali, in Dachum Machshu Mitzvah, Shaliach HaShechita, as a Shabbos, this Avle Mitzvah, Lo Yidchu Machshu Mitzvah, Shlof HaShechita, as a Shabbos. Oma Lo Rabbi Akiva! And the Kiva says, "Demali im dochel machshir mishlachas to the Shabbos." No, how can you say that? Demali im dochel machshir mitzvah shlachas shchitas Shabbos, shrei dochso shchitas Shabbos. There's a fundamental difference. Because once you've already done the shechita, you already got the green light. It's all part of the process. Whereas, you didn't meet on Mechal Shabbos yet. If you have to violate Yitzim Rabbanim to get the first space, we're not going to let you in. You can say a svar punta ker. These are all very powerful svaras tonight. That if you already got through the critical moment, okay, so you got through. Once you got through, you got the green light, it's smooth sailing. You can do whatever you want to do now. But if you have not yet gotten there, and now you want to be over Averis in order to get there, I don't know if we're going to let you go ahead and be Mechal Yom Tov, Mechal Shabbos, for things that are in the Rabbanon. That you should have taken care of these matters before Yom Tov began, before Shabbos began. If you're not able to, so does Pesach Sheni. So don't bring me a raya from this that the Rabbanon allowed you to do Averis after you did the Shechita. It all goes hand in hand. If you already... the Shechita is doicha. Once you get to the Shechita, immediately you have a green light. All the lights are green. They're all synchronized. They're all green all the way to the end of the tunnel. But we're not going to go and we're not going to break the rules for you and let you do things to get to the Shechita. So that's a different type of svar. Okay, you could say mamish pumfakert. Look at Rashi. Look at how Rashi touches. Rashi Libra Maskil, the third line, Demali Kolayma. Okay, every time Rashi says Kolayma, this means that this is not. It's not so easy, not so quick. Kolayma. Dinu Kain. Umali Einachanami. That's the way it is. Umali Litzmoya Shrei Dochso Shchita Kvar Es Shabbos B'Mitzvasa. It's already done. Hilkoch Hoyel Venitna Litchais. Since you got the green light, Mimela Kvar Loi Gazu Bashuv Al Shavus Tehatzarich. Once the Torah gave you the green light, the Rabbanon is not going to stand in your way.
Right.
But you can say the Zel Bazach when the Torah didn't yet give you the light. The Rabbanon don't want to be the bad guys. They're not going to be the bad guys. Okay, so it's not much a sword pump for carrot. Okay. Now the Mars is slow down. Toy matter, you think it's a slow down. It's a Shabbos. Dover Acher. Oh, another answer. Dover Acher. Shema, Nusvar, why we're not going to be so generous to you. Shema, Yimsa Zevach Postel, Venimsa Machalas, a Shabbos, the Mafreya. How do you know nothing about this? They did a bidik. You know, you go today to a shlachtois. I don't know the statistics, but a very significant percentage of the animals are not blood kosher. Now, I don't know if they're not.
35%.
How much?
About 35% are glad.
Are glad. Now, from the other 65, how many are treif?
30
are mamash treif. That's in America. If you go up north to a cold climate, so the animals are the kosher rate is very high. It's because the reason why they are sirchus is because we live in a moist climate, and the moisture has a very great part in causing animals to develop sirchus. You go to a very dry region, like in Canada, where they slaughter animals in Canada, the very high percentage of the meat of the animals are glat kosher, got glat, and even glat, base face of glat. So it's this cold climates, it's much better. Okay, but in other cases, in the base Hamikdash, they did Shechita, think about it, they had Dubidika, and they discover, guess what? It's a treif animal. So what does that mean? It means that the Shechita wasn't a good Shechita, and that means that you, who went and did Hazah, on day 3 and on day 7, you will violate an Issa Drabanan for no purpose. Because now it's too late. By the time they find out the animal is a treif animal, it's too late. Because so therefore, we're not going to let you go and do a Hazah, be over an Issa. When it comes to Shechita, we have no choice. Right? Shechita, we have no choice. Torah says do Shechita. If it turns out the animal is treif, certainly what can we do? We can't help that. But the Drabanan can help. Then not to be generous and letting people do an Isurim Drabanan in order to get to first space to be able to do Shechita Pesach, or it might result that the animal is a treif animal. Davracher Shema Yimsa Zevach Pasul Vinimsa Mechala Shabbos L'Mafreya. So the Gemara says this answer is not a good answer because this is ridiculous. You're going to say the Svara.
Put away the Svara that you use. Was it on the table?
The Gemara does not like this answer. You know why it doesn't like this answer? Because the Yachi, that's the case. You can say this. You don't even do the Shechita. Yachi, that's the case. Mishchat, I'm allowed to Shechat. So don't do Shechita. How are you allowed to do Shechita? The being was Shema, Yimsa, Zevach, Pasul, Vinimsa, Bechal, Shabbos, Lamafreya. So obviously, if the Torah lets you take a risk and do a Shechita for Pesach, even though it may result that your current Pesach is a treifa, so that is a precedent that the Rabbanon can rely on, and it can let you do the Isser the Rabbanon to get to the ability to bring your current Pesach, even though there may be a possibility that your current Pesach may be a treifa. So the Gemara does not, the Gemara rejects this answer. So the Gemara says, Yachim Mishon Namin Lashon, Shom Zev Nim Zev 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 So the Gemara says, you're right, we are retracting. We're throwing out this answer. Elohu amalei bereisha. The truth was, this answer was said first. Uparcha. And it was shlugged up, because if you're going to be concerned that it's going to be a treifa, you shouldn't be allowed to do shechita either. But that's ridiculous, because the Torah allows you to do shechita. So the Torah allows you to take a risk. And if the Torah allows you to take this risk, it's reasonable that the Rabbanu will also allow you to take a risk and do this at the Rabbanu in order to be able to become a shechita. So this answer was rejected, and after we rejected this answer, the Hodar Omalei Chach Demali Imdachu, we gave the other answer. The answer on the top of the page, that you can't compare the case of what happens after Shechita to what happens before Shechita, because once you've already got through Shechita, you've passed through the critical moment. Once you've got to the critical moment, it's smooth sailing. You can continue to cruise your way all the way along, all the way down the line. That's not comparable to what happens before the Shechita, where you have not yet gone through that grievance. That was the ultimate dichui of Rabbi Eliezer. Why Rabbi Eliezer said it's not real. Rabbi Eliezer is coming to reject. He's coming to say you're not allowed to do Hazah on a Shabbos because you've not yet got to that point where it's mutter. Okay, let's go back to Gemara. He wanted to be away from the case of Hazah. Now again, the Ikur Gemara, really in the middle of the whole Gemara, it's not really good, is Yabelas. We would discuss the case of cutting or cutting off a wart. So we had a Shaila, is the Kohen allowed to cut off a wart? No. Just like you're not allowed to do Hazah, you're also not allowed to cut off a wart. Thailand, the Brahis, Amalabiliezer, Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva went and he refuted Rabbi Eliezer. Just like from the case of Heishev Rabbi Akiva, Vemachazot Echiach, Tanya, Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, Beshchita, Hishbatani, Beshchita, Tehemi Sasa. Now, that's a Gemara that's bizarre beyond belief. He cursed him. Says, you refuted me with regard to the laws of Shchita, so you should die through Shchita. He cursed him that he should be slaughtered for Shechita, and indeed he was. He was Asarugei Malchus, and he was killed. The Gemara seems to say to him that, what exactly does this mean? So let's see Rashi. Rashi explains this, like we're going to the Gemara. B'Shechita Hishpitani, Dvar Schoik V'Gichok. He was joking with him. Okay, he meant it as a joke, but the words of Chachamim are very serious. They're chal even when you make a joke. Sh'amarta Oichiluf, Umaim Hazah Shehishvus, Eina doicha, Shechita like kol shekein, Shloit titche ubas laakar esmash kasa bemoyadoy viyodeh hisa shein ze kal vchaimer. So this is part of a conversation. In the conversation, we're just quoting one snippet where we had a dilemma. Are you allowed to shech the carbon pesach ere pesach shechalios b'shabbos? So along came Rabbi Akiva, and again, this is a part of a conversation, a little snippet. He said, "No, I'll bring you a raya that you're not allowed to shech the carbon pesach and ere pesach shechalios b'shabbos because you're not allowed to do hazor on ere pesach shechalios b'shabbos." Person, you missed this before you came in. A person is tamei, it's the seventh day of the tumah, so they sprinkle upon him the paraduma water. Sprinkling the paraduma water is nisamid the rabbanon. You don't do it on Shabbos. So the halacha is, the bottom line is, we're going to see this in more detail in a few moments. You're not allowed to do hazah on erev Pesach shechalias b'Shabbos, but doing hazah is only nisamid the rabbanon, and yet you're not allowed to. So if you're not allowed to do nisamid the rabbanon, kol shekain, you're not allowed to do nisar d'oraisa. And that's obviously ridiculous, because the pasuk says that you do shech the karban pesach on Shabbos. We know that from the pasuk bin moado, the moado from the dik on its set time, even on Shabbos. But this
you never do on Shabbos.
What?
Sorry, you never do on Shabbos.
Right, you never do. But along came Rabbi Akiva, and again, it's part of the middle of a conversation. Don't take it out of context. He said, according to what you're saying, we shouldn't be able to do the Shechita. Kal v'chomer from Hazah. If you can't do Nisar Midrabban, you can't do Nisar D'Oraisa. Oh, but the Torah says you do it. So obviously this Kal v'chomer doesn't make any sense. So in this conversation, Rabbi Akiva is coming to prove, is coming to suggest in a ridiculous way that you should not be able to do Shechita Sakarbana Pesach on Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer said to him, "You're coming to go and slug up the Shechita of Karban Pesach? You're making fun of me with this Kal V'Chomer? I'm cursing you. You should die with Shechita.
Drop dead.
You should die with Shechita." So that's what he said. Back to the Gemara. So Tanya, I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Akiva, B'Shechita, Hishbi Tani, you are responding to me with a ridiculous Kal V'Chomer that you should not do Shechita on Shabbos. You know what? You know what? For that statement, it's going to cost you your life. B'Shechita Tehei Misasa, you should die with Shechita. Now, Amaloi, so he keeps it back to him, Rebbe, Al Tachbireini, don't deny what I'm telling you. Don't deny what I taught you. In other words, Al Tach, and again, it's part of the conversation. Tach Bireini, B'Shas Hadin, don't deny what I told you at the time of debate. B'Shas Hadin over here means at the time of dialogue. Let's see, Rashi. Al Tach Bireini, Al Tichbar B'Mash Shalim Matani, would you yourself taught me that Hazah, Avo B'Shishvus Einadam, because what's going on over here is as follows. Rabbi Eliezer, in this conversation, is trying to convince his Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, that Hazor is Doiche Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva said back to his Rabbi, I'm sorry to tell you, Hazor is not Doiche Shabbos, and I'll prove to you it's not Doiche Shabbos. These are bits and pieces of the conversation which is back. We're not going to go through now because I want to cover some other ground. But he says, don't deny that Hazah is not Deich HaShabbos, and don't try to tell me that Hazah is Deich HaShabbos, because you yourself, Rabbi Eliezer, who was my Rabbi, taught me that Hazah is not Deich HaShabbos. And the reason why you forgot is because you were ill, and you forgot your learning. I'm coming to remind me, so again, I'm talking to Rashi, Atach Reni, don't Al Tichbar, Rashi, don't deny, B'mashali Madetani, you yourself told me that Hazah, Avopi, even though she was in a deicha, will look after for Danti Kal V'Chomer Zilufer, and that's why I made this ridiculous Kal V'Chomer to tell you, Af Al Pi She'ena Kedai, even though it's not, it doesn't make any sense. Ella Kedai Shetasim El Libcha, Achre Shabbos Zeladon Shchita Mehaza. You're coming to learn Shechita from Hazah. Mechlal de Hazah Shita Le de Ledachia. Mitoch Kach Tiska Mashali Madatan de Ledachia. Vetachsa Bechom Mashata Oimer Violecha Nidon. I'm making this Rivilus Kal V'chomer, a lot is going on here, because he wanted to delicately remind his Rebbe in a roundabout way what he taught him years ago, Hazo is not Deiche Shabbos. In other words, Rebbe Eliezer, right now, at this point in time, is of the opinion that Hazo is Deiche Shabbos. And his student, Rebbe Akiva, really would like to say, Rebbe, you know, you're making a big mistake. You forgot what you taught me. Mm-hmm. Now, Rabbi Akiva cannot in any way talk like that to his Rebbe because it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful for the Talmud to say, Rebbe, you're wrong. You're wrong. And not only are you wrong, you yourself told me the opposite. So it's, number one, it's disrespectful. Number two, he's causing his Rebbe tsar by reminding him that he forgot his learning. So the way Rabbi Akiva is reminding his Rebbe is by making a ridiculous Kal V'chomer, which is built on a premise which is the opposite. When you make a Kal V'chomer, you start off with the foundation. So the foundation is very stark. I mean, that's the whole world is built on a foundation. The whole building is built on a foundation. So I'm going to make a ridiculous Kal V'chomer that's built on a foundation, and you're going to pay attention to the foundation, and maybe by saying this, it'll be shock and awe. It'll wake up your mind to realize you yourself told me that Hazor is not Deicha Shabbos. Hazor is not Deicha. Kol Shekein Shchit is not Deicha. So along came Rabbi Aki, Rabbi Elizabeth, didn't get it. You okay?
Yeah, I'll be in a minute.
Oh, along came Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer, he didn't get it. He didn't pick up the hints. He didn't pick up the tea leaves. Right. He didn't get it. I told you a shocking statement with a very powerful foundation to wake you up, and along comes Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, what? Akiva doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Hazo is Doich HaShabbos. So now Rabbi Akiva has no choice but to confront the Rebbe and say, Rebbe, sorry to tell you, you know you're wrong and you forgot your learning. That's what it means. Al tachbireni. Rebbe, forgive me. I tried to be delicate. I said a ridiculous, I was mevazeh myself in front of the ganze yeshiva by making a ridiculous statement in order to wake up your mind to realize what you taught me. I see, unfortunately, you don't remember. You don't remember. I have no choice now to mevazeh you, but to al tachbireni. Are you okay? So Rebbe, so he says to him, Al Tachbireni, don't deny what I'm telling you. Back to the Gemara. So Rebbe, Al Tachbireni, do not deny it. Kach mikublani, Al Tachbireni, b'shay v'shasadin, kach mikublani m'cho, hazo shavusi, v'ein edoich es ha-shabos. V'chim yachar, it's mercy, kash, but what's going on? What's the Gemara is giving the background that I've told you. Chim yachar du agmrei, since Rebbe Eliezer himself was the one who taught this halacha to his Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, my time of Kohad, so why now is Rebbe Eliezer changing his mind? Why in this dialogue does Rabbi Eliezer insist that Hazor is Deicha Shabbos? The Gemara answers, Amaula Rabbi Eliezer ki Agmrei Hazor. So here we go, a whole Amish Gemara. When he taught him the halach ki Agmrei, when he taught him that Hazor is not Deicha Agmrei, Hazor de Truma Agmrei. Let's say a Kohen shows up in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos and says, please, tonight is the Malava Malka. It's Mitzvah Shabbos. My family is coming together. We're having this wonderful Malava Malka. And they're serving Truma. And I want to eat. So maybe you can do me a time. You can do Hazor today on Shabbos. So Mitzvah Shabbos, I can eat. So they tell him, sorry, buddy. Even though eating Truma is a mitzvah, it's not a time-based mitzvah. And the Neila, we're not going to do the malacha there. When he taught his student Hazor, did truma agmere, did truma guvaloi dach yeshabes. And this is what the Bezin says to the kohen. Listen, eating truma is no better than hafroshas truma. If hafroshas truma is not doich Shabbos, certainly putting yourself in a state of being roy to eat the truma is not going to be doich Shabbos, not for the drabana. And hafrosh as truma is only also on Shabbos midrabana. There's no it's a midraisa being mafresh truma on Shabbos. I want to be mafresh truma on Shabbos. That's not a midraisa. What?
Why
hafrosh? What?
Why
It's not the right. It's only Issur Midrabanan, and the Rabbanan did not lift the Issur Midrabanan. It's tikkun. It's like tikkun mon. It's misakin.
Right.
They would not lift. So Madach the Chazal did not lift the Issur of Afroshas Truma when Afroshas Truma when it comes to make Truma. So certainly when it comes to eating the Truma, which is only secondary to the mitzvah of Afroshas Truma, they're not going to lift it. So Kiyagli has the Truma of the Truma Gufalu Adach Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva now Niki Oisvei. So the Gemara. So now Rabbi Akiva went and he said back to his Rebbe, but what about Hazar? When Rabbi Akiva, when he spoke back to Hazar, Ki Eis Hazar the Truma Oisvei Shehi Mitzvah. That's what he said back to his Rebbe. That's part of the conversation. Rebbe Eliezer is now suggesting that Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos, you're allowed to do an Isser Derabanan. You're allowed to do. So he said to him, no, you can't. Says he's not allowed because look at Hazah. Hazah is it's also a mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah because it doesn't make a difference, even though it's taka true that it's a shvus, but it's a shvus to mitzvah. And it's not teich Shabbos. And Rabbi Kiva, when he responded, Namiki Oyster, when he asked his Rebbe, Hazah the Truma Oyster, she mitzvah imushim shvus. Vehu savar. Here's the point. When Rabbi Eliezer heard Rabbi Akiva's rebuttal, he thought Hazor de Pesach kamaisiv lei. He thought that he's coming to tell him from the case of Karban Pesach.
That what?
That's what you mean is that's the misunderstanding. And to that, Rabbi Eliezer said back to him, no, it's a different type of Hazor. The Hazor for Karban Pesach is not the same Hazor for eating Truma, because Hazor the Karban Pesach is a time-based mitzvah. Rashi. Hazor the Truma. Habol, Rashi, Masel, there's no Rashi. Let's get the conversation again. We have over here a dialogue between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. The truth be told, Rabbi Eliezer, when he was younger, he taught Rabbi Akiva, his student, that Hazah is never Doiche Shabbos. Okay? It's not Doiche Shabbos no matter what. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, now He told him originally when he was a young man. Let's get the dialogue. When he was a young man, he told him that Hazah is categorically Osir. When is it Osir? It's Osir for Truma, and it's Osir for Karban Pesach. Okay? Osir. Now, Rabbi Eliezer was ill, and Rabbi Eliezer recovered. And when he recovered, he was a new man. And he reached a new conclusion. And the conclusion is, Hazor de Truma Eino Chinami is not Doiche, but Hazor de Pesach is Doiche. Ooh, you hear that, okay? So this is Rabbi Eliezer version 2, the new Rabbi Eliezer after he recovered from his illness. He says to his student, Rabbi Akiva, Hazor of Karban Pesach is Doiche. So the student, Rabbi Akiva, says, what? What are you talking about? Now Rabbi Akiva can't be mevazeh his Rebbe, right? You can't be mevazeh the Rebbe. You can't say, Rebbe, you know what you're talking about because you've got your learning. So he says in a very delicate way. He says, Rebbe, Rebbe. Now Rabbi Akiva doesn't differentiate between hazah de truma or hazah de karban pesach. It's the zel bezach. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. Rabbi Akiva is not making this difference between the two. So he says, oh, look what's going on. I give up my Rebbe. My Rebbe is telling me the hazah's mutter. Hazah's mutter. So Rabbi Akiva says to Rebbe, hazah's not mutter. Hazah is asur. Let me make a kal v'chomer. If hazah is mutter, then if hazah is asur, which is only asur midrabanan, kol shechein isur deraisa is going to be asur. He made a ridiculous statement.
Which would be karm
pesach. He made a ridiculous statement in order to trigger the memory of his rebbe. So his rebbe said to him, Rabbi Akiva, what are you saying? You're saying over here that hazah is asur. You're right. I agree with you. Hazah is asur. Shtark Torah by hazah of truma, but hazah of Karban Pesach is mutter. So now Rabbi Akiva realizes, oy gevalt, my Rebbe doesn't understand that there's and Rabbi Akiva now first understands that his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, has differentiated between the two different types of hazah. The hazah of truma and hazah of Karban Pesach. So now he has no choice but to confront him head on and say to him, but Rebbe, you yourself taught me years ago that hazah, afilu hazah of Karban Pesach is not doiche Shabbos. So there's a misunderstanding. We start off, Rabbi Eliezer, when he was a young man, taught his student Rabbi Akiva, hazah is never doiche, not Pesach and not Shuma. Now he gets older, he was ill, he recovered, he thinks now there's a difference between the two. Rabbi Akiva is not aware that his Rebbe thinks there's a difference between the two. All he hears Rabbi say is hazah is doiche. He doesn't want to embarrass him, so he makes a ridiculous kal v'chomer to remind him. So when the Rebbe hears a ridiculous kal v'chomer, he says, yeah, you're right. That's taka right. Hazah taka is not doiche. But which hazah is not doicha? Hazah the truma is not doicha, but hazah the karban pesach is doicha. The pesach. Hazah the pesach. Hazah the truma is not, but hazah the pesach is. Hazah the truma is not, but hazah the pesach is, because it's a time base. So now when Rabbi Kiva is oy gevul, my Rebbe is all mixed up. He's making this difference between hazah the truma and hazah the pesach. I have no choice now but to confront him directly and tell him, you told me originally in your younger years that both hazah the pesach and the pesach is not.